You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Fitter from MLB.com, and I'm here for my weekly chat with my good friend, Steve Gilbert, who is covering the Diamondbacks and all of their ups and downs and trials and tribulations of the season. So, Steve, I need to talk about Archie Bradley because I'm a little worried about our buddy here. He's had several bad strikes in a row, and things aren't looking good. After he came back from this injury, this really kind of scary injury, we were talking about maybe it could affect him mentally, maybe not. Archie Bradley is insisting that he is not affected by what happened to him, but the results are not there yet. What is happening with him?
Well, you know, Allison, it comes back to with him, like it does with a lot of pitchers, is his fastball command. And he just hasn't had really good command his last few starts. And, you know, Chip Hale also talked after the game yesterday that they've been trying to get him to throw his secondary pitches more and use that, use the curveball, use the changeup more often than rather than just relying on the fastball. And, you know, that's a challenge because when you're falling behind with your fastball, it's hard to, you know, then feel confident throwing your off-speed stuff. So Archie was very frustrated when we talked to him after his last start, used the word frustrating a bunch of times in the two-minute interview session. And, you know, he's going to have to go back to the drawing board and try to sit down with Mike Harkey, the pitching coach, and figure out what's all going on and what's keeping him from having the kind of command that he needs to have success.
And, I mean, he has to be thinking, well, I had this kind of command and I was successful before this whole thing. I mean, he started off the season great. So is it just a matter of just getting back to that, or is there something, you think there's something, you know, more to it than that? It seems like it would be pretty simple, but, of course, it's easy for us to say. We're not the ones physically trying to do this.
Right. I think part of it was kind of the layoff that he had without seeing game action, and I think, also early in the year, you know, he did kind of at times struggle with his fastball command, but he seemed to be able to find his way out of it, and he just hasn't been able to get his way out of it these last few starts. You know, after the first inning yesterday, or on, you know, Tuesday, when he gave up the four runs, he settled in a little bit and pitched better, but he needs to, you know, he knows he needs to do that from the start of the game, that you just can't give up four runs in the first inning, especially when your team scores you two runs in the top half if you hope to be successful.
So looking at what the Diamondbacks have been doing lately, and, of course, this recording is happening a little bit before it's actually going to be posted, but as of this recording, the Diamondbacks have won six of nine games. Now, granted, four of those were against the Marlins, who are having all kinds of problems. Issues and changes in their organization. So, but really, I mean, what's been going right for them? Like, just overall in general, as a regular observer of the team, what's been going well for them?
Well, you know, they've gotten some really good production out of, obviously Paul Goldschmidt, but that's, you know, to be expected. But Yasmani Tomas has really stepped up. You know, as we record this, he's got a 10-game hitting streak. He's played better defense at third. He's starting to drive the ball with more authority. So that's been a real positive, a real plus for them. They've gotten the starting pitching has kind of, you know, settled in after a rough start, and they've been a little bit more consistent. They're still trying to, you know, piece together that back end of the bullpen and you know, figure out how to close out games. But they, you know, they've gotten some timely hitting when they've needed it. So there's been positives, especially after last year when they got off to such a bad start and just really were buried right from the start. It, you know, for them to be right around the 500 mark right now is certainly progress for them.
Yeah, Tony La Russa he made like kind of a dramatic statement, in my opinion, but made me laugh a little bit. But he would be completely devastated if this team did not end up at 500. And I kind of thought, well, there's no chance of that happening. It's just because, you know, there are still some, you know, injury issues and just some issues with this team, but I guess everyone's got to be pretty happy about just we're almost 2 months into the season now, so it's not early anymore. They've got to be, I guess, pleased that some of the progress has been made.
Yeah, I think there's no question that they feel like they're making progress as an organization and that they're, you know, heading in the right direction. Certainly the losses when they do lose are frustrating for them. But, you know, by the same token, they are around 500. They are making progress. And Tony La Russa did make that comment at the GM meetings, and it kind of caught everybody off guard. They're like, wow, you know, you go from having, you know, the worst record in baseball, almost losing 100 games, to, well, I'd be heartbroken if we weren't at 500. But he's right now, his prediction is looking like at least it's certainly possible for them to be at 500.
So are they getting all fired up for the draft? Is this exciting for them? Any ideas who they're going to pick? I ask you that because I know that we don't really know who they're going to pick, which is what the fun part is, trying to speculate. So what's happening with that?
Well, I talked to a scouting director on Tuesday, in fact, and Derek Ladner's told me that they're down to about five guys for that number one pick. And this year, there's no real like consensus number one like there has been in years past, maybe with a Steven Strasburg or Bryce Harper or Justin Upton when the Diamondbacks last picked first in 2005. But they're down to about five names right now, and they're going to start meeting on Thursday. And they're going to meet right up until the draft. You know how long those meetings go, and try to figure out who it is they want to take with that first pick overall.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff. So let's talk just briefly. We'll end this on some injury updates. It seemed like such a long, far time away when we started talking about some of these Tommy John guys, and you know the amount of time it takes just to recover from that, to rehab, to come back. But now I don't know. We're almost in June, so. Who should we be talking about here? I kind of made a little list of some of the guys that are, you know, working on recovery. So you got Bronson Arroyo, Patrick Corbin, David Hernandez. Anything new with these guys? Any kind of progress? Are they inching forward? Do we have target dates? Anything like that?
I think, you know, you're probably going to see David Hernandez, who's on a minor league rehab stint right now. He's probably going to be the first one back. Patrick Corbin, they slowed him down just a little bit because he felt some fatigue. Nothing that they were overly alarmed about. He's probably going to be the next person to come back sometime, you know, in June. And then Arroyo probably later this summer. He's a little farther behind everybody simply because he had his surgery after they did. But he seems to be kind of on track as well. Jake Lamb, you know, he had that stress reaction in his foot, and they initially thought, oh, maybe he'll just be out 3 weeks, and it's been, you know, quite a bit longer than that. But he's getting closer. He's going to probably go out here on a rehab assignment soon. So that'll be a big plus for them. It'll also make for some tough decisions, and I'm sure topics in our future podcasts about what that means for third base now that Tomas is also playing so well. So they got guys coming back. That should certainly help them as well, kind of give their lineup a boost, and the pitchers coming back helping their staff.
So what about these Tommy John guys? Are they around? They have their own kind of rehab regimen, but are they around when the team is home?
Yeah, they're around when the team is home. And when the team's on the road, they're working out over at the spring training facility at Salt River Fields, which, again, is one of the big advantages the Diamondbacks have of having spring training in their home city, because these guys don't have to, you know, travel to do that. David Hernandez, you know, right now is out on a rehab assignment with Mobile, but before that he had been you know, in the clubhouse for home games.
Very interesting. Well, they're on the mend, so maybe they're going to be a little more interesting than I thought they were going to be. So we will keep our eye on them. Steve, thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Allison, it's always my pleasure.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.